You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Pinchas Rosh Hashanah and Or Chaim Simtaf Kuf Pei Aleph. Dine Yemei Tachnunim Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah. I write to the Mishnah Berurah here at the outset of Pinchas Rosh Hashanah and Or Chaim Tav Kuf Pei Aleph and Tziv Katan Beis. I write the Heilig Chavetz Chaim and Ol Gimel Bedina Seinam Rosh Chodesh Elul. Had Yom Kippurim, the minhag of course is worldwide that from the onset of Rosh Chodesh Elul until the culmination of the Yom Ha'Ram with Yom Kippur, the minhag is Lomar B'chol Yom Achrei Gemar Tefila, Mizmor L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi Boker V'Erev. A discussion: what does it mean by Erev? Is it Mincha time? Is it Ma'ariv time? Svar de Mashkenazim. Either way, we say it twice a day, and then we say Kaddish. Now on the Nogil Lomar At Shmini Atzeres V'Yan B'chol. We continue it past Yom Kippur. We continue it through Shmini Atzeres. And that's the Mishnah Berurah, that's the minhag, but he doesn't really tell us why. So why is it that we have the minhag that we say the David Hashem Ori Yishi 150 Kapitel Tehillim? Why do we pick Dafka Kapitel Chavzai in the David Hashem Ori Yishi? So let's start. We'll open up a beautiful liket. It's called Otzer Tamei HaMinhagim. And Otzer Tamei HaMinhagim and Shar Aleph Elav Aser Smei Tshuva Benogei of the Yom Noroim. So he starts out as follows. Why do we call these the days of Yom Noroim? Why are they the days of fear? And the obvious reason is Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us Rosh Hashanah Koboi Olam Ovrim Lefonu Kibnei Morin. That's the mission Rosh Hashanah to Zayin Amad Aleph and Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis. And we know this is the Yom Adin Lachein Ekrom Yom Halol Yom Noroim Mishum Shem Atidlim Mayra Ala Odom. This is Otzarika Kohen, the Kute Amorim, and Oshir Gimel. We call it Yom Naram, the days of awe, because they instill Emo, Yerereses, and Zeya, Pachan, and Yerah within us. We mentioned the Shlom, the Posek in Amos, Per Gimel, Posek Ches, Ari Yishog Milo Yerah. When the lion roars, who cannot go ahead? And fear of how do we are afraid? And writes the Shlom, what's Ari Yishog Lo Yerah, Milo Yerah? Ari is in fact the lion. And the roar of the lion alludes to none other than these days. Aryeh Aleph Rishon Hey, Aleph stands for Elul. Rei stands for Rosh Hashanah. The Yud stands for Yom Kippur. And the Hey stands for the culmination of the Yemei Adin, the Piskatovi, the Gun Kvitol. And that is Hoshana Rabbah. That's Aryeh. Now, parenthetically, Arav Meilech Biderman, the Be'er HaTorah, Be'er HaParshi says, Gevaldik, I says that somebody asked for Chaim Kanevsky, beautiful Diyak, Aryeh Shog Milo Yira. Now, if you were writing this idea, what would you say? Arye Shoeg, Dahainu Lashon Hove. The lion roars. Who doesn't, who's not overcome and overtaken, seized with fear and utter trepidation when the lion, the king of the jungle, roars? So the appropriate wording ought to have been Arye Shoeg, Milo Yira. When you hear the roar of the lion, it says Arye Shoeg, the lion roared, Milo Yira. If the lion already roared and it's over and done with, say it's over and done with. What do you mean, Milo Yira? It's when he's currently roaring. Then you know he's in trouble. I heard that he roared a little while ago. So it's over and done with. Fourth thing, now let's go weiter. So what's this idea of Aryeh Shoeg? Rechaim Kanevsky said right away, Gevaldik, right? Amaylech Biderman, the Rechaim Kanevsky answered, what happens, we look back on a year. And when we look back on this past year, we see that, well, look how many wake-up calls we had. A three-year-old, Rachman al-Itzlan, gets killed on the streets of Farakwe. Another man in his 60s, Big Baal Chesed, Hatzola, Doctor, Vachule, man gets killed on the road walking back in a Motzei Shabbos. A younger man, walking across the 878, learning in Kolel, killed, car accidents. All the people that died of Yenam Machlo, that passed away prematurely, tragically, Ayim Venora, all the Asanas, all the calamities that have befallen this community, communities worldwide. We look back on a year and we look at the tragedies. Zokta Chaim Kanevsky, Aryeh Shoeg, you're right, the lion already roared. Look at what happened this past year. Milo Yira, who's not afraid of this coming year? All the Gezeris, everything that happened last year, happened because it was Nigs already in Rosh Hashanah. And now that you look back, at the beginning, you're not so afraid, it's going to be a great year. And now you look back on the past year and you see the tragedies that happened. And you know that it all was Nigs, it was all decreed and preordained already in Rosh Hashanah. How can he not be afraid? Come this Rosh Hashanah. Pesach Krohn told me that his brother, Rabbi Krohn from Lakewood, he was afflicted with Yenam Machle, passed away this year, earlier this year. I said a big Musa Shmuz that he gave. I spoke to someone who heard the Musa Shmuz. Said, everybody talks about Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. he says to the tzibur that he was addressing at the time, says, here he stands, afflicted with cancer, not knowing whether he's going to make it through the year. Had I known that I would have had, that it was decreed upon me to have this cancer, he said, already making it my whole Rosh Hashanah would have been different. So everybody, I'm giving you a wake-up call. This Rosh Hashanah should be different. I mean, as he was saying to the tzibur, to the audience on hand, that the whole cancer that he had, it was nixed already in Rosh Hashanah. And had he known about it, had he known what was in store for him during the course of that year, how he would have davened differently, how he would have done so many things differently, had he only known. Ari Shug, we hear and we see firsthand the roar of the lion and all the things, the wake-up calls, the messages that God sent us throughout this past year. Milo Yira, how could you not be afraid come this Elo, come this Rosh Hashanah, knowing that whatever is going to happen this coming, this upcoming year, it's all going to be nigza, right? And this Rosh Hashanah coming up in under 2 weeks, that's going to be the Zman wherein it's decreed everything that's going to take place. Mela, these are Yom Naroim. These are days of fear. And additionally, Kutim Ariach writes, what do we say in the Nusach of the Tfilas Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? V'chein tein pachtecha. Akom ha'asecha v'yirucha kol ha'maisim v'chulei. Tein pachtecha on the whole Bria. We're talking about Pachar. We're talking about Yira. And these are clearly days of awe. And these are Yom Naroim. So in the context of the Yom Naroim, writes the Mishnah Berurah, writes the Matei Ephraim as well, Tovka Pei Aleph, in Sivav, in the Mishnah Berurah we just read, as well. The Minig Olam is from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, and the Minig extends to Shmini Atzeres. We recite Kapitel Chav Zayin Mizmor of Hashem Ori V'Yishi. So what's the reason? So here in the Otzer Talmayim and Hagim cites the famous Medrash Shochar Tov and Tehillim Chav Zayin. Tehillim Chav Zayin and Pisgah Dalet, and it's also a Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah and Achrei Mos and Parsha Chav Ches, and that is that the Rabbanan Patri Krob Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim, that Chazal have interpreted this statement of David HaMelech, this Pasuk, as a reference to what? To Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And Adon Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Ori, my light is when Zot Chazal Ori B'Rosh Hashanah. Shehu Yom Adin. And about the Yom Adin, we read in Tehillim earlier, Lamed Zayin Vav. The Hotzi Chaor Tzidkechum Shvatecha Kitzaharayim. So we see that Or is intertwined with the Din and the Tzedek and the Mishpat. Yom Adin Ori, that's Rosh Hashanah. Yishi B'Yom Kippur. And what's the day of the Yeshua? She Yoshinu V'Yim Cholano Kolavosinu. And that is a reference to Yom Kippur. And then we go weiter. Ki Yitzpaneni Besuko. Yom Roya Yastarini. What's Yitzpaneni Besuko? Besuko, that's a remes. All right, the Elif Lamata on the Mata Freimer, Freimer Zamagolios. That clearly is a remes to Sukkis. You have Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, then Sukkis. In addition, we know, and this is something we discussed in the past as well, that in Pasuk Yud Gimel in the same Kapitel Chav Zayin, we read Lulei Hamati Lurz V'Tuv Hashem, Lulei is Osios Elo. So we have a remez of Elo, we start in Elo. So now it's Geshmak, you put the two together, what do you have? Lulei Hamati, Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph, Osios Elo. You have Elo in here, you have Rosh Hashanah, Ori's a Rosh Hashanah, you have Yom Kippur, Yishi's a Yom Kippur, Yitzbarinim Sukko, you have Sukkis, and your mama have it all. You have it all in the David Hashem Riva Yishi. So now it comes out very interesting. What are we saying? It's called Yom Noroim. Why is it Yom Noroim? This is V'chein Tein Pachtecha. These are days of Yira. These are days of Aryeh Shog. Amilo Yira. These are awesome days, but frightful days. Days where we encounter and we live and we experience the Emo, the Yira, the Resus and the Zeh and the Pachat. And the end of the day, what capital are we saying? And not only do we say it in Chodesh Elul leading up to Rosh Hashanah, but we say it through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say it through the Aser Smei Tshuva, and as the minute continues, through Shmini Atzeres. But let's go and read the Pasuk. What do we say in this capital? Adon Hashem Revisha Mimira. Hashem is with me. I'm not afraid of anybody. Mira, Hashem Os Chayayim, Mimi Avchad. Hashem is the strength of my life. Mimi, from whom should I be afraid? I have nothing to be afraid of. I become a liar, I'm a chavos, a tribe, I'm a gosh, and follow. But what if I'm with Hashem? Zosani Boteach. It's all good. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have nothing to fear. And that's what this is all about. Hashem is protecting me. Hashem is shielding me. And the end of the day, Ashira Vazamra Lashem, Shema Hashem Koli Ekra Vachanini Vaneni. All this is Gevaldik. Even if Avi Vimi Yazmuni, Hashem Yasfeini, Hashem is with me. I have nothing to fear. Kavi Hashem Chazak is with me. push on a positive note. This is Yom Naram. This is the minig. As is what we say. What's going on over here? Akasha. The Rav Yitzchak Sorotskin cites in his Gevaldige Sefer Rinas Yitzchak, he has a separate volume on the Yom Naram. It's part of the Moedim. And in the separate Chelik and the Moedim, he has a shtick on the Dovah Shomri V'yishi. He says, Shamati Midodi Agon Rav Isaac Uzban. Says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Uzban, one of the Friedrich Rosh Hashivas of the Telz Yeshiva. And he was quoting Dodi Zikni Agon Rav Hershevitz. And what was the kash? He says, I don't understand the Midrash Yisrael. We all get up every morning and every night. But this is Yom Noroim. And what do? We start off our day. I have nothing to be afraid of. And we close our night. We go to sleep at night. I have nothing to be, but we're supposed to be afraid. And this is the kapitel that we say, that we have nothing to fear, nothing to be afraid of. See, he writes, no. I says, in the end of the day, why are we not afraid? Because if you have a tshuva ayyadei the Torah, and then what? Then bezos ani boteach. And what does the Midrash Shulchan Aruch tell us? What's bezos ani boteach? And bezos ha-Torah ve'eschon and peradalad bezos ha-Torah she'asam Moshe. All right, it's the Midrash bezos yovo aron el ha-Kodesh. What's bezos in the schus ha-Torah? The schus of bezos ha-Torah asher she'asam Moshe lefnei bnei Yisrael. That's the bezos yovo aron el Kodesh. How do you go into the Aron and to the Kodesh Kodesh Yom Kippur? You go with the Koach HaTorah. How do you go into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? You go with the Koach HaTorah. And now it's very geschmack based on this Yisod. What's the most famous pasuk perhaps of this Kapitel Chav Zayin? What's the glue that holds the whole Kapitel together? What do I want to do? I want to sit Osamaki Shifti Bebeis Hashem Koy Mechai. I want to sit in the Beis Medrash. I want to sit and I want to learn and I want to study. I want to be committed, connected to the Torah. Mela, I'll be the Medrash Shochatov. It's geschmack because the Medrash Shochatov says that what's the inyan of the Zos? The Zos is Achashalti. He says, Bezos ani boteach. Im tachanelai machnalo yiro libi im tokum alai mechama. And no matter what happens, I could have a mechama, and I could even have the mechama and the mechama sayetz or kiseitz el mechama alai vecha. I like the midrash to make clear the rachaim hakodesh and all the svarim hakadoshim. But what's going to give me the bitachon? Bezos ani boteach. Writes the Midrash Tov here in Mishlei. What's bezos? Bezos is a bezos hatayra shasa moishe with the schus of tayra. And that's why Rav Avram ben Agra and his ber Avram peirush on tehillim. He has a whole series of questions, and then he says, "What's Hashem Ori V'Yishi?" And we say, "What is the Ori?" Also, Dvar of Yosheb Yos Hashem, who Ori Bener Mitzvah the Torah Or. Hashem gave me the Ner Mitzvah. He gave me the Torah Or. And the Gemara says in Soto, what's the protection? And the Torah Soto Chavalev. The Torah is Megan. The Torah is Megan Ben Nadasik Bei Ben Nadalasik Bei Mitzvah Megan. The Ner Mitzvah, the Torah Or. That's what protects me. That's what shields me. Aviyishi Shiyoshini Al Yoda. And I'm going to be saved. Ayyadei what? Ayyadei the Torah. Amimira. Whom do I have to fear? I don't have to fear anyone. I don't even have to fear the greatest Mechama Gedoyla from the Yitzhahara. Why? Because I got the Torah. And what do we know about the Torah? Kedushin Haflaman Abad Beis Barasi Yitzhahara Amarasi La Torah Tavlin. Torah is the antidote. Torah is the panacea. Torah is what gives me the control over my evil inclination. That is the Koyach of the Tavlin, the spices that spice up, that control the Torah. Abrochas Tafayim and Aleph Aliolam Yargis Odom Yitzhah Tova Yitzhahara. And if you emerge victorious, Gevaldik, Vimlav, Yasek Pateira, Yasek Pateira. Not so, because Tyra is the tablet. Torah is the antidote, is the way to conquer, the way to control and suppress the lost greed's desires of the Yetzihara. The Mela. That's the Bezos Ani Boteach Alpi, the Medrash Shulchan Tov. A Bezos HaTorah Shasam Moshe is the same Bezos Yovo Aron El HaKodesh when he's going into the Kodesh HaKodesh and the Fnaim Yilfinim on Yom Kippur. What schus does he take in with him? He takes in the Koach HaTorah, the schus of Liman HaTorah. That is the ultimate protection. Meila Zok Tav Uzban, back to Uzban. How are you afraid of other? We're afraid of other these Yom Naroyim. But if you're holding on to the Torah, then you don't have to worry. If you're holding on to the Torah, that's going to protect you from the Yitzhara, and the Torah is going to give you the ability to do what? More than just protection. Mitzad echad, the Torah is matzil you from the Yitzhara. Barashi Yitzhara, Barashi the Torah Tavlin. The Gemara and Sotah Chafalif, the Torah is going to be making, it's going to protect you when you're learning, when you're not learning. The Gemara and Shabbos, Taflam and Amin Aleph, protected David and Melech. The fact that he was learning, the Gemara Makis, Tavir Amin Aleph, Achist as well. And the end of the day, if you're learning, you have a metaphysical shield surrounding you on all sides. Ahu Asotan, Hu Yitzhara, Malach, Amavis, Gemara, Mavmasu, he can't touch you. Said Haina, what? The Torah has so many multiple facets to it. Number one is, it protects you from the Yitzhar that you're not going to go in and sin. I, when the Yitzhar is mom is here, what gives you that metaphysical shield? Towards the Talmud, gives you the ability to control it. Hemshech of the Gemara Kedushin Aflamed and Pogam Bechob Menuvah B'darach Mashcheil the Beis HaMedrash, drag him into the Beis HaMedrash with you. Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. You couldn't keep him away. If he followed you in, no problem. Go in and keep him in. We said Rav Hunder was once approached by the Alter Slomotka and he was learning once more without a Charusa. Alter said, Rabbi Yitzchak, where's your Charusa? He says, what do you mean, Rabbi? I got the best chavrus in the world. He says, what do you mean? He says, he's always here before I come. He always stays after I leave. He always faces opposite me. He doesn't go get up any cigarette breaks, any coffee breaks, any bathroom breaks. He's here waiting for me every single second. How's that? The Yitzhara, he never stops me for a second. He's the best chavrusa. He's always here. But how do you control him? You don't kick him out of the basement. It's towards the ability to control it. So it keeps the Yitzhara away. Still, the Yitzhara is not here. The Yolam Yir goes on to the Yitzhara Tov. You need to battle him towards the battle, towards the sword. Cherem shel shnei pipios. Amazikim medilani menu ayyaday. Amir is psukim kriyashmal amita. And it's going to protect you. It's going to be the shield. And even more than that, we have a well-known Gemara Nedarim. It's in Nedarim, Pe'alef Amin Aleph, and the parallel sugya, of course, of Amitzia Pe'hei Amin Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what? That, you know why the Beis HaMikdash has to be destroyed? Shteit in the Gemara, nobody knew why. Pasuk in Yirmiyah, everybody tried to understand me. Yesha Chocham Yavin Yizos. Zdomer Zanishol HaChacham Levnei Yavlo Pershuah. Shepir Shokar Shogu Beyatzmo. Hashem says, you know why the Beis HaMikdash has to be destroyed? You know why Klai Yisrael has to go into Golos? Avayomar Hashem Ozvam Es Torosi. Ozvam Es Torosi. What's Ozvam Es Torosi? Mehudam Rav Shei Mevorchim Torah Tchila. Famous Ran in the Durham. What's it, bro? They didn't make the brocha. I know the word is that what? If they didn't make the bracha, they would have known. Ella shlohayim avarkam atorah tchila kolomar shlohay satorah chashuva beineim kolkach shiroi levorach aleh shlohay yaiskim bol l'shma, and therefore they were mezalzel in the bracha. They weren't learning l'shma. They weren't learning with the simcha, with the geshmak. They were machshavit kedavoy. You were machshav, the gift of the Torah. That's why there's a chorban. Frek the Chavetz Chaim and so many other mafarshim. How could the Gemara tell us that the chorban of Bayis was a result of Azmas Torasi because they abandoned my Torah? What do you mean? We have Gemara, well-known Shas, Yuma, Tessam and Beis. Abayis Rishon was destroyed because of the Gimel Averis Chemurs of three cardinal sins. Avodazor Gilrayim Shvi Chazdomim. And Abayis Sheni because of Srinah Srinah, which on a certain level, Srinah Srinah in the Lashon Hara, that it's Kolol, is equated to the Gimel Averis Chemurs, these three big sins. And the other day, what do you mean, Azmas Torosi? Zokta Chemetz Chayim. Avada, the din was Niknas that there's going to be a Chum and Abayis. Ayyadei Avodazor Shvi Chazdomim Gilrayim. But as long as you have the Torah, you have the shield, you have a way of being Ma'ira, you to Tshuva. I know what Ayyadei the Torah Chazal say, Ha'or Shebo Machzir Lamuta. The Or of the Torah can go in and bring us back to Machzir Lamuta. It can be Chayse Yubachuva. And where's the only time, as we said many times, that we ask for Torah and davening? And Shmon Esrei, 18, really 19, Brochas. Where's the only place we ask for Torah? And where do you ask for Torah? In the Bracha of Tshuva. We said that if you open up the Art School Siddur and you have the little koteret, the little heading above all the respective Brachas of Shmona Esrei, right? So you go through Atachone and you have Das. Das, then we understand Slach Lanu, Slicha, Ashmak, all these Bracha, Parnasa, Hashivenu. In the Art School, what's the little heading? The little heading, the koteret is Tshuva. And that's the Muska Risha. Everybody looks at Hashivenu and Nusra Sacha. And the first thing we think of is Tshuva. But in the Siddur HaGra, the red edition of Rav Naftali Hertz, the Siddur HaGra, Benigla Minister, the Vilna Gaon also has little headings above the brachas, and he doesn't call the bracha that follows Atachonin. And the Gra doesn't call it the bracha of Tshuva. He calls it the bracha of Torah. Hashavino avinu l'sorasecha v'karvenu makenu l'zabachazenu b'shuva shlim al vanecha. It's a reference to the brach of Torah. What is that yisod? Because the best way to do tshuva, the real way to do tshuva, is a tshuva that's piggybacking on the kach haTorah. How do we start the bracha of tshuva? You can't start it without Torah. They're inseparable. And you can't do achzreinu b'tshuva shlim al vanecha until first and foremost. What do you ask Hashem? Hashavino avinu l'sorasecha. After you ask Hashavino avinu l'sorasecha, need your tshuva. Then and only then can you ask Hashem to Shuvah Shlomo Menachem. First, I need to be connected to the Torah. And as Sorotskin brings the Gevaldig Medrash, Sorotskin says, the Medrash reads as follows: the Pasuk in Hosea, Shuva Yisrael, Hosea, in the Treyasar, Perek Yudal, Psuk Amazigim, Shuva Yisrael. This is Hosea, Shabbos Shufa. We learn from this after in Hosea. Shuva Yisrael, Hashem, Kech, Yashat, Banecha, Kechu, Imachim, Devarim, Aveshuva, Hashem. Take with you what? Devarim, words. And that's going to be what's going to engender and trigger the Shuva, Shuva, Hashem. And what words? Writes the Medrash, the Sefri, the Medrash, Alocha, and Parshas Hazino, Ain Devarim. You see from what? From the Sefri. Ashuva Yisrael, I want you to do tshuva. How are you going to do tshuva? Hashem's telling us through the Navi. The way is kechu imachem devarim. Take in your hands devarim, the diburim of the Torah. The kol hadvarim ha'ila leimor. That's the key. The key ingredient too. Engendering a full-fledged tshuva. How do you do it? Ayyadei liman ha-tayra. That is hadvarim, eila divrei tayra. Amela, what do we see? The derech ha-tshuva is ayyadei liman ha-tayra. I said, now it's very gishmak. Hashvino avinu l'sor secha. Only once I have the tayra, piggybacking on that, built on that, then and only then can I ask Hashem, ha-chzreinu b'tshuva shleima v'necha. But it's got to start with the koach ha-tayra. This is up to Chavetz Chaim. How they had the koach ha-tayra, they never would have fallen prey in the first place to the Gimel Averus Chamuras. Had they been mashuv the Torah and been learning the Torah, they never would have fallen prey to Sin Eschina. And even had they fallen prey, what would have been the ticket out? What would have been the key to the exit to leaving behind, or at least to doing Tshuva Gemura over the Gimel Averus Chamuras, the Torah? But Ozma Mestarosi, if they were Ozma Mestarosi, Halavai Hashem, Ozma Osi, Hazak the Yibishter, better that they should have been than me, and not my Torah, because Ayyadei the Torah, Ha'or Shebo Machziru the mut of that aura of the Torah, and David Hashem, Ori V'Yishi. Ori is what? Ori writes the Bera from the son of the Gra. Ori is a Torah Shenemar, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. And that is the Torah, the David Hashem, Ori Yishi. Now we understand why Akashalti. What's it doing in Kapito Chavzayin? You know when David Melchizedek can say Akashalti? First he says, I have the Torah, Mamela what? I have Ori V'Yishi. I have the Torah, Yidei the Torah, I have Yeshua. Once I have the Torah, once I have the Yeshua, and now and only now can I ask Achashatim, Hashem, Osavakesh, Hashem, I want to be connected to the Torah. I am Machshuv the Torah. I know that the Torah is my protection. Who is the prime example and the first example of someone? He knew he was going to die. He knew his 70 years give bestow the gift, bequeath him Yidei on the mission. He knew that it was up, and the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed, and then he stayed immersed in the Torah, and nothing could touch him because he had the Torah. He had nothing. Samira, Miebcha, the Sultan, the Eternal Machamamas, Kisaitzel, and who went out to wars, who fought on the Machamas Mitzvah, David, and he's never afraid. Even when he's walking Megates Amovis, Lo Ira Rocky Atoi Modi, as he have Hashem wherever he goes, because he's always with the Sefer Torah, the Melech, regardless the Halach is in Parsha Shoiftim, and that wherever he goes, even after Muhammad, he has to take the Sefer Torah Imo. Wherever he goes, he's with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dafka David can proudly declare, Akashati, all I want is one thing, I want the Torah, and then really I can live every second of my life, Mimira, Mimiavchot, Ata Sakim Machal. What's my the source of my bitochen? A bezos, the bezos haTorah. Asher some motion, then I have nothing to worry about. Had we not abandoned the Torah, then we never would have sinned. And even if we did sin, Ayyadei the Torah, the koach and the or of the Torah would have been maksim mutov, and we never would have had any problem. And this is already mafurish. And not only did we see this in Rav Avram, the son of the Gra, let's go to Rav Avram, the brother of the Gra, and the Hagdoman who was Gevaldig Asi from Malas HaTorah, and he's talking about all the Malas HaTorah, one of the classic works on the Chashivas, and as the name clearly indicates, the Malas HaTorah. And how does he start out? We turn to his Hagdoma, and the introduction to the Sefer Hagdoma Sarav HaMachaber, and he says what? Kol Iker HaTshuva Nichla Bazeh Mishnah Meim Ratzoni Larach Bazeh Amnei Sheikri HaTshuva Mefurish Yatzei Pia Rishonim. We know about about the Ikra Tshuva, don't have to be Marach. And all the Psuki Tanakh, we have this Indian of Chashivas HaTorah. V'rak b'nei Shematzina Shekol Ikra Geder HaTshuva. V'haschaloso hu HaTorah Shetasale. And he says, the Kol Ikra, listen to the Shtark Eloshin, and the emphatic tone, Kol Ikra Geder HaTshuva. V'haschaloso, the beginning. How does he know that? Because his father, the Vilna Gaon, said, the second Brachon Shmon Esrei, and the Brachon Samtsoyos is not the Brachon Tshuva, it's the Brachon Torah. Because it begins with one Hashemin Avinu the Sorasecha, and only then Karveinu Makenu and Achzeinu Shua Shlomo Manecha. And Amela writes of Avraham Achia Gro in Hezmalas Atayra Shekol Iker Geder Hatshuva Vaschalasu HaTorah Shetasale. And where is he getting it from? Avodah Zarah from the base. We have a famous brisa of Reb Pinchas Ben Yair, upon which the Ramchal based his entire classical monumental work Mesillas Yesharim.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And what does the brisa say? Torah mevia l'idei zehirus, zehirus mevia l'idei zrizus, zrizus brings it x-wise, and then we have anavaruch hakadosh v'chulei, all these madrigas. What does it begin with? Torah. That means you want to get to zehirus. What's zehirus? Zehirus from the Yitzhara. Zehirus from not transgressing the law, sases, and the Torah. And what does it start with? It's got to start with Torah. Without Torah, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to act. You don't know which avirus to stay away from. You don't know when and where. You don't know any of the information. It's got to start with Torah. That's the aschola of the process of tshuva. And he cites the Zohar Kodesh as well. The man did rochik mi araisa, memela rochik mi kutcha bruchu. If you're distance from God, you know it's because you were distance from the Torah. After all, Zohar Nachrimosa and Gimel Manalov, Kutcha Bruchu mi yisov araisa chadu. So all one on one, if you stay away from the Torah, you're distancing yourself from a Kodesh Bruchu. V'gam iyef sholovu l'shemayla omida teivu l'shem davar yira. Raka yidei a Torah. Why you can't do tshuva? And he goes on to explain, shal yoda yakir godil avono v'yisor aloshuv. Without studying the Torah, what's so bad about kas? What's so bad about gaiva? What's so bad about all these terrible midos, all the pejorative character traits? Only yidei the Torah and learning Sifrei Musa can you fully recognize the depth of what the Averis were all about, the Chomer Isser of Lashon Hara, Machinas, and Machishemra, Abitul Torah, Abitul Zman, of Nevel Peh, Vachulei, Vachulei, of eating Trev. How do you know what the depth of your sin is all about? Only by you learning the Torah, Al Yoda. Then what? Then you mak your God of honor, then you could do tshuva. Since God has started with Torah, everything starts with the Torah. Without the Torah, can't go anywhere, but with the Torah, and then you mamash have everything. Another smach to this idea. Now, when does yeshiva begin? Yeshiva doesn't begin Labor Day. Yeshivas throughout Europe, throughout the whole European yeshiva shevelt, the whole world of the Olam Yeshivas. It doesn't begin with Labor Day. It doesn't begin with September 1st. And when does it begin? Elul. It begins with Elul's one. Why? Because the whole process of tshuva and the whole process of getting ready for the Torah began when? Elul. Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the last set of the 40 days. And when did he go up? He went to Rosh Chodesh Elul. As what? As a process of the tshuva. At the Hainu, he started Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's the beginning of the Yemir Atzar. And when did he get the Torah? 40 days later on Yom Kippur. He got the Torah and they come one moment the same. These days of Esrots and these days of Tshuva are days where we're not just repenting for the sins of the past, and we're being masalig the avonis and the stains and how the Averis sullied and tarnished our soul of the past, and at the same time we're being mechin l'osif for the future so we can re-receive and re-accept the Torah. Let's go to the Gemara in Tainus, Naflam and Amadbeis. Gemara says, Amar Shingalio, quoting from the mission earlier, Chavav Amud Beis, Lahayom Tovim Liyisrael Kachamisha Asim Abba Kiyomak Yipurim. Our greatest Yom Tovim, Tu Ba'av, it's a whole separate shiur. Tu Ba'av, what's so great? The Mamash and Par with Yom Kippur. And we spoke about Ashagas Ariyah Yakoponim, and Yom Kippur is the classic. Oh, that's the day. It's the greatest Yom Tov. Why is it the greatest Yom Tov? Bishlom Yom Kippurim, it's correct. I understand Yom Kippur is the greatest Yom Tov. Why? Mishum Disbe Slicha Machila Yom Shininu Boluch Sachronos. What a Gemal the Gemaila we got forgiven for. Full of errors, and we got the Torah. Fini is daiti. And what is the obvious diak in the Gemara? Mishum des beislicha mechila vi yom sheninu bo luchas achronos. And it also happens to be the day of luchas achronos. Why is it the greatest yantam? The chorus are two-tiered. Indian number one is, we had a kapara, as the name clearly indicates. It's yom ha-kippurim. It's a day of slicha mechila. That's mitzan echa, mitzan sheni. That's the day that we got the Torah. And yet, lachar, you can be medayik in the Gemara. And why is it the greatest yantam? Mishum de'izbei, in it is slicha mechila, yom sheninu bo luchas achronos. It's not vi yom. It's not v'od or inami. me. And now I'll give you another reason. It's not Ibas Emo. It's not Vod. It's not furthermore. It's not even, no, even Vava Chibur. And where's the Vava Chibur? The Phoenix again. It's one and one the same. How do you get this? For the Torah. And when you get forgiven, immediately you get the Torah. And the Torah brings you to Tshuva. They're intertwined. When you have the Torah, and then you can go to do Tshuva properly. When you're anticipating the Kabbalah Satorah, you can do Tshuva. When you're preparing for the Torah, that's part of the Achana of getting ready for the Torah. It's one and one the same. Getting forgiven for the Averis. And Yoshinino Molochas Achronos. That is a combination of the Tshuva and the Torah, the Imam Ashok, come together. Hashivenu, Avinu, the Sorasecha, the Tshuva and the Torah, the Slich and the Mechila, and the Yom of Nesinus, Luchashnias, they all come Amish together as one. And we see what's the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed in Eretz Yisrael. And what's the Parsha of Luchashnias Veschona? And what is it all Veschona? And he davened Minyan Veschona 515. And that would have been enough. To hide it with your Tshuva. It's only because Hashem told him, Rav Lach, stop right here. That's why I'm not letting you in. But he don't refer to your Tshuva. Had Hashem not requested stop davening, this is the parsha that he would have been mekayim as Tshuva Gemura, and he would have been mesalig the gezera that was decreed upon him, and he would have gone and said, so where are parshas for Schanan? Davening and doing Tshuva 515 tefillahs, and that would have been oker all the chayin, and he would have gone in. Had Hashem not told him, Rav Lach, stop right here. And that parsha, what do we have? We have Shema Yisrael Kabos Hashem, and we have Luchashnias. And the same parsha we talk about, Slicha Mechila, that's a parsha of Luchashnias, they mamish without the Bavachim. But they go together. Hashavina Avinu Sorasecha. Atz Gavald the Kari of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the culmination, the peak, the apex of our tshuva process is one and one the same day when we got the Torah, because they come together. The tshuva and the Torah come together, and the tshuva and the Torah, that's Rav Avram Ben Hagro, David Hashem Ori Vishi. How do you get to the Yishi? Ayide the Ori. What are? What is my light? The Ner Mitzvah of the Torah are. And the David Hashem, he has what? Ori. His Ori is the Schus of Torah, and that's what brings about the Yeshua. I'm Irab, nothing to fear, because the Torah is always going to be Megan.
Which is the cause, which is the effect? The Tshuva brings the Torah, or the Torah brings the Tshuva? The way I heard it,
so we really see both.
The Torah brings the Tshuva. Whereas for Yom Kippur, they did Tshuva and
that's right.
They go
Zohar to
Torah.
I don't think Lefi Anias Dati, it's not a stiro. We have here a Rav Avram Achi Agro. Iker, call Iker, get a Tshuva, Schalasa, Hu HaTorah. Torah begins Tshuva. So what do you mean? Let's ask the Kasha Rav Avram Achi Agro. And what do you mean? Torah is the beginning of Tshuva. And he brings the Raya Pinchas Rio. Torah may be the D's, the Hiras, the whole process. Yeah. What do you mean? But they didn't get the Torah until they did Tshuva first.
Right.
So I think it's the same way. Amen Chachma and Yira. Amen Yira and Chachma. Which one comes first? The Torah says you need a certain level of Yira. Yira is Hashem. Rishis Chochma, Yira is Hashem. You need a certain, but to get to the highest levels of Yira, you need to have Chochma to get to the highest levels.
I mean, each other.
Exactly. I think it's the same thing over here. They went ahead and do Tshuva. And at the end of the day, it's the Tshuva anticipating the Torah. Even though they didn't mamash have the Torah. The Torah, ideally, is what's going to bring it to the highest levels of Tshuva. The highest levels of Zahiris and Zrizis until you get to Anova and to Hara and you get to Ruach HaKadosh V'chulei. But how do you even get to Torah in the first place? You have to do a certain level of Tshuva to get there in the first place. And Shimon asked me, what are we asking? Hashivinu Avinu L'Sor Secha. I know what? I need a Hashivinu until I get to the Torah. So I think it's Meduyik even in that Bracha. First I need a Hashivenu and bring me back to your Torah Yidei Tshuva. Once I have the Torah, then Hashivenu B'Tshuva Shleima L'Fanecha. First is Hashivenu is what? Is Hashivenu. That's process of Tshuva. We need to do a certain level of Tshuva. Hashem, give me Se'ata D'Shmaya, then I can get to Torah. Once I get to Torah, and now at the end of the Bracha, Hashivenu B'Tshuva Shleima L'Fanecha, now I can have the Tshuva Shleima once I have the Torah. Without the Torah, you can't have the Tshuva Shleima. Sorry?
You have to start it.
Sheshi Rabba, hey Gimel, Pisli Pesach Shemachat. You have to get the ball rolling. So in the end of the day, and we have to have a certain level of Torah, of Tshuva, in order to get to the Torah, but to get to the Tshuva Shlema, to get to the highest Madrigas of Adad, you need the Torah. So why do all the yeshivas start with Elo? That's very good. This is the Achana. It's the Achana for Torah. It's not Labor Day. It's not September 1st. And when does the year begin? The year begins with what? With the kayach of getting ready for Torah. The zman of learning in yeshivas, it has to start with Elo. That's the zman of the Eish Ratzon of the Achana for the Torah. It's the zman of the chashivas. It's not just Yom Noroim. It's not just days of fear. It's days of what? It's days of having the Schus HaTorah. Who is the Bechina Oh, how did I sleep in this place? It's a mokom. Anoira, the bechin of Noira is Makusha to Yaakov. Yaakov is the Yishtoira. But in the end of the day, I said, Avada, he was a little bit afraid because he was Roshem Yigr Machet. But once he masalik the Chashash of the Chet, the Yaakov is Tam, the Yaakov is Yoshev Olim, he knows he's always there with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. I think it's brought out as well by Parshas Nitzavim. And we know in Nitzavim, in the sixth Aliyah, the Torah reads as follows. And we know it from the famous Avram Fried song. Ki amitzma hazos shanochi mitzo chayom lo neflesi mimcha avlo recho kehi lo b'shamayim in leimor miyala r'shamayim. So what are we referring to? Sarashi and many other Rishonim say it's reference to the Torah. What's mitzah zayis? It's a reference to the Torah. And the Ramban recognizes, I'll call it Torah kulo. But then enoch, and then the Ramban says, what's it a reference to? Hamitzvah zayis, that's all a tshuva niskeres. And Zip Ramban, this is the parasha of tshuva. It's a parasha of tshuva lo b'shamayim. It's not rochot, but we know Rashi. And Ramam and others learn, no, this is a parasha of Torah. It's going on the Torah. In fact, Ramam writes, at the beginning of Paragibel, Nochos Tam of Torah. And writes the Rambam when he's talking about Kesa Tairo, as a beautiful diak in the Kobetz Beis Alevi Chirushim on the Rambam Hilchos Tam Tairo. And Rambam says, Kesa Tairo, Hare Munach V'Omeid U'Muchon Lakol. Now we know the Rambam doesn't waste words. We know the Vilna Gaon was made about the Rambam, that every single word and the Seder HaDvarim was so brilliantly systematically orchestrated that it had to be done up in Ruach HaKadosh. It's not possible for a human being to put together the Rambam. See, here we have what? You want to be zeicha to the crowning glory, the splendor of the Torah, the Kesha Torah. It's Munach, it's Omeid, and it's Muchon Lakol. Why is the Rambam adding all three? So the Kovetz Beis Salevi Gevaldik Akunches Bayer of Osher Chazon, I was in my office a few years ago. Came this Gavaldi Gesef, and I use it in the Chabura that I say in the Ram Yochas Tam Tairo. It's Meredik Haris. So he says, Gavaldik, and he says, this Parsha Nitzavim, if you're learning like Rashi, if you're learning like the Rambam, it's a reference not to Parsha Satshuva, it's a reference to Parsha Satayra. And what does the Torah say? Ki ha mitzvah zo shehanochi mitzav chayom, it's lo neflesi mechav lo rechoki, and it's lo b'shamayim hi. So he wants to say as follows, if it's referring to Torah, then it's very geshmak. What is the Rambam mean when he says it is munach? Munach means that's kenegi lo b'shamayim hi. The Torah is munach right here on the ground in front of you. You don't have to fly, you don't have to jump into the sky. It's munachas lefaneinu kedavar ha'orach al ha'shulchan. It's munach lefanecha. The Torah is right here. It's keneged lo b'shamayimi. After all, the Torah doesn't waste words. Torah is giving us all these descriptive terminologies. Lo b'shamayimi is, you don't have to jump, you don't have to go on airplanes and space shuttles. It's right here. It's munach lefanecha. Semela, a person says, oh, I'm not mesugal to learn Torah. And what do you mean? I can't do it. Oh, it's munachas lefanecha. You don't need anybody else. Kol Acham Nacham Yisrael, even if there's no one to teach you, you don't have to go flying anywhere. It's right there in front of you. That's Munach. What's Omeid? Omeid is Lo Me'ever Le'yamhi. It's not on the other side. Lo Me'ever, you don't have to go swimming. You don't have to go horizontal. It's Omeid. It's right here. It's Hamanes Levanecha. You don't have to be Matriach. You don't have to go to a faraway land. It's Omeid. It's standing opposite you. It's standing right in front of you. And what's Muchon? And the Torah said it's Beficho Bevochala Soso. A person says, what do you mean? I don't have it in my Teva to learn? No, it is Muchon. It was Muchon and Mezuman. It's waiting. It's waiting. It's inviting you to come learn it, to come soak it up, to come eat it up. It's inviting you. It's Muchon Mezumen. That's going to be Beficha. It's right here. Meaning what? It's not just on the ground in front of you. It's Omeid right opposite you. And you know what? Even more than that, it's Mamash Muchon Mezumen. In your mouth, it's Beficha. Ubevavcha. It's in your heart. It's in your mouth. It's right here with you all the time. Ram's not wasting any words. It is Munach. It is Omeid. It is Muchon Lakol. It's a reference to the Torah. So which one is it? Torah Tshuva. Amman is telling us Tshuva. Rashi Raman's talking about Torah. Tell us what? It's both. And what do you see in the end of the day? It's Mamash. They're both. All the sheet, the same Lo'el Adikim Chayim. And the same Parsha. Because as we've been saying, you can't do Tshuva Shlema without the Torah. And you can't get to the Torah without a certain darga of Tshuva. I mean, Yira in Chochem. I mean, Chochem in Yira. And the other day, you need both. You need to have the Tshuva to get to the Torah. Once you have the Torah, then you can get to Tshuva Shlema. Hashivenu. After Tshuva, we get to the Torah Secha. Once we have Torah Secha, now with Kavenu, we can get even closer. And then, and only then, can we ask Vachazirena, but Tshuva Shlema, Menecha Vachulim. So this is a scary piece. And Charles Krauthammer's bestseller sold over 1 million copies. Things That Matter. So he talks about the fears, it's a piece about the state of Israel. And he says, what's going to be if Iran and Iraq and Syria, if they all team up against Israel and He has a little section called Thinking the Unthinkable. It says, what if the third Jewish Commonwealth meets the fate of the first two? Scenario is not that far-fetched. The Palestinian state is born, arms itself, concludes alliances, Iraq, Syria, war breaks out, etc. And what happens if they all decide to attack Israel? And the other day he says, what? Israel is overrun. Why is this the end? Can the Jewish people not survive as they did when their homeland was destroyed and their political independence extinguished twice before? Why not a new exile, a new diaspora, a new cycle of Jewish history? Krauthammer says, first, because the cultural conditions of exile would be vastly different, because the first exiles occurred at a time when identity was nearly coterminous with religion. But now, that's where an expulsion 2 millennia later into a secularized world affords no footing for a re-established Jewish identity. But more important, why retain such an identity? He says, what's going to keep us going? No people could survive a destruction again. Not even the Jews. This is a people that miraculously survived two previous destructions, Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, and 2 millennia of persecution in the hope of ultimate return and restoration. Israel is that hope. To see Israel destroyed, to have Isaiah's and Jeremiah's lamenting the widows of Zion once again, the ruins of Jerusalem, is more than one people could ever bear. Particularly after the Holocaust, the worst calamity in Jewish history, to have survived that is miracle enough. Then to survive the destruction of that which arose to redeem it, the new Jewish state, is to attribute to Jewish nation and its survival supernatural power. Well, Mr. Krauthammer, we do have supernatural power. We do have something in the Maila Natzefa. He says, Jewish history is cyclical. What's the problem? The 10 tribes. He says, no. I says, the 10 tribes melted away into history as such. They represent the historical norm. Every other people so conquered in exile has the time disappeared. Only the Jews defied the norm twice, but never I fear again. Mr. Krauthammer, he doesn't have the title. He doesn't realize it's not the state of Israel that's keeping us going. If you view it as what's keeping us going, the glue after the Holocaust is the state of Israel, then Israel gets what we have. It's not Israel. But it's the Torah that's at the heart of Eretz Yisrael. It's the Torah that's the Torah Avodim Esav. The Torah is the leg. And keeps the world going. As long as we have the Torah, we have a built-in avtocha. We're never going to be destroyed. Even if a person loses his homeland, he's saying, "What? Well, it's now. We put all our hopes in the homeland. If we ever lose that chalila, then it's a no." But who can understand that? If you're not connected to Torah, you don't understand. That's the issue. But if you're connected to the Torah, that's the heart of it. And that's why Moshe Shapiro says, "Gemara Brachos Tav Chesem Nalev Miyom Shachar Meisaminish Ein Lo Kershuch Ela Dalan Amoshel Locha Bilva." It's not the shot that. There was a Churban, explain on Moshe, and we lost it all. And now there's a way to get it back. How do you get it back? The Torah, you get back the Tevekis. You get back the closest, you get back the Bechin of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Beis Knesses, the Beis Menorahs, the Mikdash Maat, you get it back, Ayidei Torah. No, our Moshe Shapiro explained, there never was a Churban by Torah. The Goyim can't touch the Torah. They can't touch that Bechin of the Aron. That's why Rav Hunter says, we have a promise they'll never discover the Aron. The Aron Ha'idos, Chizkiyo, Amel, Shlomo, there's a deep system. Raiders of the Lost Ark, Spielberg and all, in the end of the day, we can never attain, they'll never go ahead and get the Aron. The Aron's deep buried in. Why? The Torah's deep buried in inside of us. They can't touch it. Amarasi, it's a Rashi Torah Talmud. And nobody can touch us if we have the shield of the Torah. As long as you're attached to the Torah, we have a guaranteed promise we can exist forever. And me, Iram, and me, Evchot, I have nothing to fear. How do we get ready for Yom Kippur? How do we get ready? And perhaps that's why the minig extended to Simchas Torah Lefi and Yis Daiti. Because if the whole reason why we're suggesting now, we say it in Elul, this is an echo of the Yemei Rotzen of going up to prepare for the last 40 days of Kabbalah Satayra. The Simcha of Yom Kippur is not just in the Yom HaKippurim sense of the Yisrei Slicha Mechila, it's in the sense of Yoshen Elul Malucha Shni, it's the Torah that we have today. It's a Torah of Eschanan, it's a Torah combined with Tshuva, with Tfila, Eschanan, with Tfila, that's a Lucha Shni. And that's why yeshivas begin Elul's man, Dafka with Elul. And these are the 40 days. Amela, said it's done. Yom Kippur, we got the Lucha, we got it. But we have to do what? We have to celebrate it. The famous Ron that we read in the Darn Pei Aleph, what's also a story? We weren't Machshavit. And as many from explained, the Kamanis Ron is, and we didn't say the Brokos with the Simcha, with the Geshmak. And when do we celebrate the Torah? It's not enough to get it, the Fini Estaiti. We have to continue with what? Saying it through Shmini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah. We have to say it to Simchas Torah. Achashaldi. Avishter Mimira, what's going to give me the ultimate protection of the Torah? But when is it going to give me the ultimate protection? Only when I dance with with it, when I celebrate it, when I march of it, when I get the Simchas Torah, and I finished it. When I finished it, Simchas Torah time, and I appreciate it, and I dance with it, and I hold it tight, and I kiss it, and I celebrate, then we can be guaranteed, oh, now I feel like Shifti Beis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. Now I have the ultimate protection of the Torah, because now I have the Bechin of the Berucha Brocha Tchila. I have the Simcha, I have the Geshmak, I have being march of it. So we can't stop the Dovah Hashem or Revi Yishi, because if one of the main reasons we're saying it throughout these 40 days, it's Hachana for the Torah that we got in Yom Kippur. It's Hachana 40 days, it's all about Torah. Ori said Torah, Ner Mitzvah B'Torah Or. It's all about the Torah. And if it's all about the Torah, you don't stop at Yom Kippur. If you're learning it's an inyan of just the Yeshua of getting forgiven and favor, to stop at Yom Kippur. Why continue it through Shmini Atzeres? Phineas Daiti, Shmini Atzeres is one of one with Simchas Torah. Only when we finish the Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah time, and we dance with it, and we hug it, and we kiss it, and we celebrate with it. Now we have the Bitachon. Now we have the Or Shabon Machzir Lebutav. Now we sealed our connection, our Dveikus Gemura with the Torah HaKadosha, and thus we have no one whom we have to fear. We're going to conquer all, and that's the Shlomo Aidei, the Simchas HaTorah. That's when we stop saying the Dovah Hashem Ori V'Yishi.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.